The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Is Biden trying to start a civil war? Well, there's a lot going on here. Those of you who saw what he said in his speech, or at least seen the highlights, there's no mistaking that that was on purpose, and they've tried to walk it back, folks. They've tried to walk it back. There's no walking that back. And that's pretend. They're not really trying to walk it back. They threw it out there as their official statement, and then their unofficial statements are the walk back just because even some people on the left realized how awful it was. I think that's the only reason why they're doing that, but they meant every word that was in that speech. Question is, does Biden know what he even said? Doesn't matter. The people around him are the ones that put those words in his mouth, if their words put in his mouth. I say if. I think Biden does have some cognitive ability, and I believe Biden is a liberal. His track record has always been a liberal, but they've always said he's a moderate. Folks, he's never really actually been a moderate if you look at his voting records and stuff. He's not. Anyways, the point here is the globalists and the liberal globalists especially, they want to imprison Trump voters. Now, that might sound like a strong statement. They want to imprison Trump voters. They absolutely do. And you should know that. Did you not see what they have done with January 6th? The FBI was involved in trying to get people to crash the Capitol in order so that they can paint Trump supporters as violent so that they can arrest them. That we know is a fact. The FBI didn't even deny that they had agents in there. They just wouldn't comment on it when asked in front of Congress under oath, some officials. So by them saying they couldn't answer the question, or they basically admitted yes. And we know they did. We know they did. It was a setup. Why? To imprison Trump voters. And what they're looking at is saying, we need more of this. What we need to do is make people afraid to vote for Donald Trump. Notice in Joe Biden's speech, he said MAGA Republicans, but nobody defines what a MAGA Republican is. I'll define it. Anyone who voted for Donald Trump, or anyone who believes in make America great. So if you love America and you casted a vote for Donald Trump, you're a MAGA Republican. That's the definition. If you love America and you voted for Donald Trump, you're a MAGA Republican. What does that mean? That means every single person who casted a ballot for Donald Trump against Joe Biden, they want to imprison and consider radical wackos. That's what that means. And if it's not what it means, make them define. They'll say, no, there's other Republicans. We're talking about a fringe group of MAGA Republicans. What is a MAGA Republican? They're saying it even in the abbreviation. What does MAGA stand for? Make America Great Again. Anyone who believes in America wants to make it great again, or keep it great, because you could say keep America great was also something that MAGA people said. Anyone who loves America and casted a vote for Donald Trump. So that's everyone. It doesn't even matter. I was going to say something, but let me first play you some of what Biden said, because some of you may not have even seen. I'll just give you a little snippet. This is from InfoWars, and Alex Jones is saying this is a maximum alert. He thinks, and eventually we'll deal with this, maybe this is a false flag. Maybe. So just remember, they want to imprison Trump supporters, but they need a reason to do so. Okay? They use the FBI to try to gin up, and they had the Capitol Police wave people into the Capitol because they needed some reason in order to arrest Trump supporters, they're doing the same thing here. They need a reason, and they think by making Biden purposefully look like Adolf Hitler, and the Democrats did this on purpose. Think about that. And they use the color red, which they switch to the Republicans because they know it's a color for communists. And understand, Republicans were always blue. A lot of people, I need to get this because a lot of people don't know this. Republicans were always blue when I was growing up. And Democrats were always red until Bill Clinton ran. And then the media switched it and made Bill Clinton blue. And they won when they switched him to blue. So they probably just wanted to keep it. But it was the media, ABC, NBC, and CBS, who made Republicans be red. Republicans always chose blue. Blue was always represented on TV as the Republican color, red. But they wanted Democrats disassociated with the communist color because they are actually communists. And they thought, you know, this isn't good. Since we're going to be pushing communist policies, maybe we shouldn't be red. Let's label our political opponents the thing that we are and give them the color red. That really did happen. Go look at the elections and the colors during Ronald Reagan and the map. The map is all blue because Republicans were blue, just so you know. It wasn't until Bill Clinton, like I said, they switched it and then they made Republicans red. And I was angry at the time. I might have been a teenager, but I was like, what the? I knew it at the time. What the crap? They're making us red? That's not our color. They're the communists. Anyways, so keep that. The reason why this is important is because they put red behind Biden when the media has given the Democrats the color blue. So why didn't they light it up blue? Why wasn't it lit blue behind Joe Biden? They wanted him to look like an Adolf Hitler. They wanted people to know we're communists and we're coming. That is what they were doing. That's on purpose. Folks, they take great care in looking and in the visuals of what a president looks like when they do something like this. This is all on purpose. Take a listen to Alex Jones.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when they project big blood red lights on a wall with flags and troops at the ready, they're saying, we're coming for you. I said, 100%, he's going to come out in this speech and declare war on half the country and say anybody that is a populist or a nationalist wants to destroy the country when they're the ones openly and publicly destroying the country. And as if that wasn't bad enough, we're going to play all these clips. The disgraced deputy FBI director came out and said, this isn't enough. Everyone who's a Republican or supports Trump or a populist is an insurrectionist and needs to be dealt with. And Biden should have declared more extensive war and made it clear.
Yeah, who he's talking about there, I think, was Andrew McCabe. I actually saw that cut of him saying that. Alex is right. He was saying that. They're the ones who have stolen elections, rioted in the streets. And you have to understand that when they lit this up red and made him do his Hitler speech, there's no other way of putting it. It's his Hitler speech. When they did that, they're trying to gaslight Republicans because, and you have to go back to Mar-a-Lago. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home, they knew You think they didn't know that you'd all be angry? I think they thought that that was going to cause riots in the streets. I think the raid of Mar-a-Lago, and so they stepped it up with this speech and tried to make him look like Hitler to try to get you to run out in the streets. And you're thinking, why do they think that we would run out into the streets and riot and burn the city down? Because that's what they would do. If Trump did a speech like that, what would happen the very next day? The liberals would riot in the streets and burn cities down. If Barack Obama had his house raided when Trump was president, what would the reaction be the very next day? Burning down the streets and riots. So that's what they would do. So they're doing things that they know they would riot over, and they would go to civil war over it. That's what they would do. They would. So they're doing things that they know that's what how they would react. They don't understand how different we are than them. They're not factoring in, we actually love this country and don't want to destroy it. Unlike them, who don't care one hoot about this country. In fact, they hate this country and want it destroyed. So having a civil war would be fantastic for them. It would destroy America immediately. They don't factor that part in. They just look at their, well, our people would riot if we did this. If we did this, it would cause a civil war. But they're thinking, if we can just get them to riot a little bit, unlike when our people riot, we order the police to stand down, to allow them to riot more and more and more. If they riot, we can get them, but we don't order the police to stand down. We can squash the riot anytime we want, because they could have squashed Black Lives Matter riots anytime they wanted to. They could have. Understand, if your business was burnt down, they let them burn your stuff down. That could have been stopped. They didn't want to stop it. They would be able to stop conservative riots if there was such a thing. In their mind, they think that we act like them. But they're totally wrong. But let's pretend like we're like them and we'd riot. They would immediately be able to squash it. And now every single person that participated, they could throw into jail. Why do they want to do that? So that no one ever dares cast a vote for the Republican Party. They're saying it, MAGA Republic. If you vote for Trump, or if you vote in the future, you're an insurrectionist. You can't vote for my political opponent. You're a terrorist to this country if you vote for anyone other than a Democrat. And they want you to know that that's what they're saying. They're doing it on purpose. They want to gaslight because they want to arrest you, but they don't have cause to arrest you. You can't get away with what a Democrat can do. You can't smoke crack and sleep with little children in your bed, videotape it, have pictures of you naked with little children in a bed behind you, and the FBI not arrest you and put you in jail. Hunter Biden can. Hunter Biden can do that. Democrats can do that are protected. Any Democrat can do that if the other Democrats want to pat them on the head and say, yeah, we're cool with you. A conservative cannot. There is a two-tier justice system. If you're not a Democrat, you can't do that. No one should be allowed to do that. If you did that and you're not a Democrat, I would want you arrested. But they are so blatant, they're showing you, we can sleep with children and nothing happens to us. We can do the most evil things there are on the planet and look at how you can't touch us. But if you dare even vote for someone who points out our criminal activity, we'll say you're an insurrectionist. This is where we are. Folks, you can't be saying I'm in conspiracy theory or I'm doing it. I didn't write Joe Biden's speech. I didn't tell him to say those things. That's the reality. Little Biden Hitler did that. I didn't do it. He did it. But other people are saying it, but they were a little bit hesitant to do it. But at least they had some courage to do it, because I always find that I know these people think it, but they usually don't say it, like on Fox News. But Charlie Hurt said it, although he needed the host to say it first. Someone was filling in for Hannity, and I'm going blank on who it was. But anyways, he he feels comfortable in saying it because someone else said it. Take a listen.
But Tammy, I think I'm, and it's kind of funny, I was calculating this in my mind before we went on, whether I would even say something like this, but I'm afraid you're right. If I were to be completely honest about it, I think he is doing everything he can to gin up something so that people do get out of hand. And that's a terrifying thing to contemplate, and it's a terrifying thing to contemplate a president trying to do that in order to benefit himself ahead of an election in which he's going to get punished for gas prices, inflation, an open border, and crime.
It's more than just benefiting for an election. They want you in jail. They want to use people as examples so that you're afraid. This is what happens when an election is overthrown. This is always what the party does that overthrows an election. They then use force of the government that they overthrew, take the powers of that government to arrest their political opponents or intimidate them. Always. This is lockstep with what communists do, tyrants do. Joe Biden is a tyrant, a senile tyrant, but the people, everyone in the White House is clearly a tyrant. The entire White House is full of tyrants. That is a fact. That speech proved it. That was not a political speech either. Understand, they said that's an official White House speech, not a political speech. That's the official government's stance on you with Marines, meaning the military stance is what Joe Biden said in that speech about you as a Trump supporter. That's what he said. That's the official government stance. You better understand, they purposely said this is not a political speech. This is sanctioned by the White House. This is the commander-in-chief's official view of anyone who votes for Donald Trump. That's what they were doing. Wayne Allen Root, on his new show, America's Top 10, talked about this.
All right, let's start with the top 10 countdown. This week's going to be a little different because almost every story is about one thing, and that's Biden's speech to the nation on Thursday night. So it's really number one through number 10 is Biden's speech to the nation. It got me so angry, and I know it's gotten you so angry and so shocked that an American politician could be that dark, that hateful, that much of a tyrant, and consider us conservatives who love America, who love America first, who are patriots, and we're the enemy? Because I want a wall and a secure border and lower taxes? That makes me an enemy? He talked worse about us, Biden, than he's ever spoken about China, who's the enemy, clearly, of the United States of America. He hates us, and he's owned by China. That's why. So let me get to the top 10. Number one, countdown of the week. Number one is Biden's speech. What else can we be talking about right now? I had at least 20, and I was going to cut him to 10, and I had to throw all of them out. There he is up on the screen, Joe Biden, with that background reminiscent of Stalin meets Hitler. It's an evil. That red reminds me of evil. This guy's the devil. The Democrat Party is playing for the devil now. What else could you say when you hear the evil things that they believe in? Any party that believes I have to be forced vaccinated and my children with zero risk of COVID have to be forced vaccinated for a flu, but they believe every illegal alien in the world should come into America and none of them have to be vaccinated, that's sick. Anyone that believes that Johnny, my kid, should become Jane and Jane should become Johnny and preaches at school that white people are all evil, the white race should apologize, America is evil, the history of America is nothing but evil and badness. Anyone who believes that really in their heart and soul is pure evil.
Let me add on. They believe in murdering babies in the womb. It's their number one thing. It's their number one thing they love to do is kill babies. Number one, over all issues, that's their most sacred. But they're not evil. We're slandering them when we call them evil. When they call us who want to save babies' lives and say babies should be born and human beings have a right to live and there's a right to life, we're evil. We hate women because we want to save them from being murdered by the Democrat Party when they're little girls in the womb. How dare us want to save little girls in the womb? They should be murdered at will, according to the Democrat Party. Murder little boys and little girls at will in the womb whenever we want. In fact, all the way up to 9 months. And if they're born and the mother didn't want it to be born, they just set it off to the side. That really does happen, folks. Let it die. But they're not evil. They're wonderful. And those people who would do that, murder babies, they draw the line at throwing Trump supporters in jail. Didn't you know that? They'll cross the line in killing babies in the womb, but they will never step over that line of lying about you, doing a false flag operation or something, framing you and throwing you in jail. They wouldn't do that. That's too immoral for them. Really? Do you really believe that? Alex Jones doesn't believe that. He thinks that they're going to try to do a false flag, that they're telegraphing this. And he might be right.
This is real, okay? Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do. Because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. My uncle and my family in Vietnam weren't bad guys, but the LBJ was a bad guy staging the Gulf of Tonkin. It didn't happen. They're getting a new Gulf of Tonkin ready, and who have they said the enemy is? Conservatives, Christians, nationalists, patriots, Trump supporters, Republicans. And so he's up there in a speech saying no less than seven times, I've got clips, the Republicans are about to get violent. The Republicans are about to launch attacks. The Republicans are about to do all this. It's ridiculous how obvious this is. You'd have to be a low-grade moron not to see it.
I love when Alex Jones gets fired up. I do. Here's the thing. They already did it, folks. January 6th was that. They were following the Nazi playbook. Frame your enemies in an attack of the Capitol. That's what the Nazis did with the communists, who were the biggest threat to their power. Why did the Nazis go after the communists? Because they were against communism? No, they were allies with communists. Hello, they were allies with tyrants. Go look at World War II. They didn't have a problem with communism. They had a problem with Hitler wanted control, and the Communist Party, unlike his Socialist Party, the Communist Party was the biggest threat in Germany to him, and he needed to get them out of the way because they're ruthless too. Communists are. So you don't worry about Christian conservatives in Germany. You don't worry about them. They're not going to be ruthless and kill you. The communists see Germany being overthrown by Hitler, and they could come and kill him. So he's got to frame them and kill them first. That's why he did that. He wasn't on the right. He was getting rid of people that would stop him from overthrowing the world. Do you get it? So out of that same playbook where he lied, Hitler said that the communists burnt down the Capitol in Germany and then used that to imprison and execute communists, the Democrats said, that's a great playbook. Let's do that with January 6th. But we, the modern day age, we use the FBI. We let the Capitol Police let the people in. We use the FBI to smash the gates open, pretend to be Trump people, and then we get that on tape, and the crowds will follow in mass, and then they'll enter the Capitol, wander around. They thought that the crowd would do more damage. They were shocked that the crowd didn't do anything. I guarantee you that was out of the Nazi playbook to frame. So they've already done it. They've already did the frame job. That was supposed to work so that they could throw you in jail already, and they already did throw some people in jail. Folks, I am out of time. There's so much I could say. Understand, they might do something more. They might. Alex might be right. Because it didn't work. January 6th didn't work, so now they got to do something else. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!